Welcome to episode 103 of the Golf Talk Podcast, the first of 2009. This is Eric Borzeski. Alan Olson is
at home cold.
We'll just jump right into the news here. This will be a short one, because frankly, neither of us really care much right now. It's tough to watch guys playing in Hawaii and stuff when you're sitting around, or rather when you're shoveling snow out of your driveway and mimicking golf swings with shovels.
Yes, that's about the best way to put it.
Quite a while ago, back in December, actually, just after we stopped recording our podcast for 2008, John Daly announced himself that he had been suspended from the PGA Tour for 6 months. Tim Fincham was asked to follow up on this and said, John's already said enough, we're not going to say anything official on our end. So Daly, I guess he'll be in Europe for a while, which is fine by me. I mean,
he really hasn't done much, and in the show notes we'll link to the article, but you just read his comments, and the guy still just doesn't get it.
He's turned into a joke, and the enablers around him continue to allow it, and Butch Harmon was the last guy to stand up for him, and Butch got a lot of flack from John Daly and his camp about the comments Butch made, but that's the kind of stuff he needs, but from the people he actually trusts. Until that happens, I don't care if we see him again.
Yeah, he needs to get his life cleaned up, and I don't know. You would hope that this little suspension would be good for him, but apparently thus far he's just blaming everybody else.
Right. That's what we've seen from John. So best wishes to him, but again, can't say he's missed. Tiger Woods is missed, but he's still atop the world rankings. I just wanted to link to the world rankings because we had discussed perhaps, you know, if he's out for a long time, obviously someone will pass him. But he's been out well over half a year. PGA Tour season has started again. He still has almost a 3-point lead on Sergio Garcia in second place, Patrick Harrington in third, Phil Mickelson in fourth, but 10.75 world ranking points. Obviously, he's down 48.53 points since he last played. Sergio Garcia, 7.95, so 2.8 points higher than Sergio Garcia still. If he comes back in March, he'll probably still have the lead.
Yeah, I mean, pretty impressive. The guy can take that much time off and still, you know, still hold the lead. Wasn't at one point he was double, Phil?
He was almost triple for a while.
Or almost triple for a while. So, yeah. And Sergio, number two, you know, is the difference that great? Still a couple points. I don't expect anything to change. Tiger will be number one for as long as he doesn't retire.
Right. Jeff Ogilvy won the Mercedes Championship, but we really don't care about that because that's just a tournament with a bunch of people that won. So very limited field. 32 players, I think, played, maybe 33. Interesting to note that because Tiger Woods has an injury and didn't just choose to skip that event, though, he still got last place money, even though he never goes anyway. But he had an official reason this time. He was injured, so he still gets last place money since he qualified. But so Tiger Woods has already earned money this year. Now, I don't think it counts officially, but he gets paid anyway. Zach Johnson, though, wins the first semi-full field event there in Hawaii, the Sony Open. His second victory in the last six starts, kind of a small resurgence for Zach.
Yeah, that was pretty surprising. I guess I completely had forgotten that in the fall finish that he had won, what was it, the Valero?
Yeah.
So, yeah, good for him. Holding off a David Thom sighting. Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, David Thom's coming back. Pat Perez, who was rather stupidly, in my opinion, referred to as a Lanny Watkins type, you know, minus 20 PGA Tour victories in a major, I guess, but plus the attitude, maybe, I don't know, wins the Hope Classic in a shootout. His final round wasn't exactly a shootout, but Steve Stricker had a lead and gave that up. He shoots 69, does all he needs to do to win fairly comfortably, including stuffing it to 2 or 3 feet on the final hole of par 5 in 2. So Pat Perez wins.
Yeah, good for him. Even he said that he's kind of calmed down and plays a little bit more even-keeled. Dunked one in the water, I believe, and he said that normally he would have exploded and tournament would have been over then. So, yeah, good for him.
It wasn't that long ago that we were talking about Pat Perez not being shown on camera much because he flipped off a hole at the Honda Classic, I believe. I think that was about 3 years ago, and they decided, the network, not to show him much on TV, even though he was kind of in contention because they were afraid he might flip out again. So something, maybe John Daly could take a lesson from this guy or something. I don't know. Self-control. Hey, what a new concept.
If Pat Perez can change, John Daly might have a shot.
Maybe. Our forum topic of the week. See, this is our last thing we got. Again, we're keeping it short for you this week. The Golf Channel's tournament coverage. I'm doing the air quotes. You can't see it, but coverage is in air quotes there. What do you think of the Golf Channel's coverage? We haven't seen network coverage of a golf event this year, so.
Well, I think it pretty much just falls in line with, and you can read the comments in the forum. For being the Golf Channel, they certainly don't show a lot of golf, which, you know, makes it even that much more difficult to watch when it's 8 below outside. you know, it's an infomercial and talk, and once in a while you do get to see a shot.
I'm just dismayed at the number of people that are seen pacing around. Like, okay, you know, Pat Perez is leading. There are two or three guys with a chance to catch him. But aside from showing those guys, they'll occasionally show Mike Weir putting out on 18 or something, despite being 8 shots back. And that's it. They're on the 10th hole. There's groups all in front of them. I want to see those guys hitting shots. You know, bill it as, hey, let's take a look at the upcoming holes with people playing on them. Not just the camera flyovers, you know, from the helicopter. I want to see more golf. I want to see more people hitting golf shots. And this is true of network coverage as it is the Golf Channel. The Golf Channel is hampered by the fact that they have Rich Lerner and some others that I can't stand. But then again, network has Jimmy Roberts and other people I can't stand on that. So I just want to see more golf. I'm with you on that. More golf. I don't care who it is. Someone somewhere is hitting good shots. Show me bad shots. What's wrong with that? Show me a guy that's having a horrible day. You know, maybe he doesn't want to be on TV, but he's a PGA Tour pro. Maybe it'll make us feel better about ourselves if we see that struggling too. You know?
Yeah, last year was a test of patience, and apparently this year I don't know if they're just not paying attention to what people are saying. They don't care. I don't know. I have no idea. They like the sound of their own voice.
Too much navel gazing and watching people pace around the green, for my taste. So I think we're in agreement there. We'd love to hear what you guys think. Post in the comments. Post in the forum. The link will be in the show notes. Like I said, we're keeping it short. And that does it for episode 103 of the Golf Talk Podcast. We'll talk to you again next week.
Maybe somebody will show more golf coverage.